Three Little Pigs, a favorite story in rhythm and rhyme, retold by Susan Sandvig Walker, illustrated by Maxime Lebrun, music arranged and produced by Drew Temperante. Three Little Pigs is an old fairy tale. Joseph Jacobs wrote the most popular version of this story, which appears in the book English Fairy Tales. The tale tells of three pigs who each wanted to build a house. One uses straw, another sticks, and the last one bricks. To see what happens to their homes when the big bad wolf comes to town, turn the page and sing along.
Three little pigs, so nice and round, built three homes on the edge of town. Oh, they were hippy, hoppy, and happy, thinking they were safe and sound. One house of straw and one of sticks, and one big house just made of bricks. The pigs were hippy, hoppy, and happy until the wolf got in the mix. Oh, little pig, please let me in.
Not by the hair, my chitty chin chin.
The big bad wolf would not listen, smiling with his sneaky grin. The wolf knocked, and he knocked some more.
He huffed and puffed,
blowing in the door. The house of straw just fell to pieces, and one little pig ran next door. Oh, little pig, please let me in.
Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin.
The big bad wolf would not listen, smiling with his sneaky grin. The wolf knocked, and he knocked some more.
He huffed and puffed,
blowing in the door. The house of sticks crashed all around, and two little pigs ran next door. Again he huffed and puffed some more. The wolf tried blowing down the door. That brick house was strong and sturdy. The pigs were laughing on the floor. Those little pigs didn't let him in. Not by the hair of the chinny chin chins. The big brick house was safe and sound, and the pigs wouldn't be scared again. Little pigs, so nice and round, built three homes on the edge of town. Oh, they were hippy, hoppy, and happy, thinking they were safe and sound. One house of straw and one of sticks, and one big house just made of bricks. The pigs were hippy, hoppy, and happy until the wolf got in the mix. Pig, please let me in.
Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin.
The big bad wolf would not listen, smiling with his sneaky grin. The wolf knocked, and he knocked some more.
He huffed and puffed,
blowing in the door. The house of straw just fell to pieces, and one little pig ran next door. Oh, little pig, please let me in.
Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin.
The big bad wolf would not listen, smiling with his sneaky grin. The wolf knocked, and he knocked some more.
He huffed and puffed,
blowing in the door. The house of sticks crashed all around, and two little pigs ran next door. Again he huffed and puffed some more. The wolf tried blowing down the door. That brick house was strong and sturdy. The pigs were laughing on the floor. Those little pigs didn't let him in.
Not
not by the hair of the chinny chin chins. The big brick house was safe and sound, and the pigs wouldn't be scared again.